This is the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes, and you are listening to the Wrestling POV Podcast.
Hey guys, this is Hardcore Country Mickey James, and you are listening to Wrestling POV Podcast.
Hello, everybody! I don't know why.
Somebody's fired up.
I don't know why I did that.
Hey, it's WPOV podcast.
It didn't even sound like me.
No, but it was a cool new thing. So
that's
I'm looking forward to that. So that's good. Right. It gets me fired up and ready to go. So there you go.
Welcome all to another edition of Wrestling POV Podcast. There's some shit that went down, people.
Yes.
Friday night SmackDown. Now let's talk about this right away, because we also have our AEW predictions later on the show for Sunday's Dynasty pay-per-view. And of course, while we're giving our predictions on that, of course, we're going to give our thoughts on AEW and all this other shit. So now, on Friday night SmackDown, we saw coming in to the Bloodline, Tama Tonga. Told you guys, first of all, that he signed.
Yep. True
but
that.
I heard that they've been trying to sign him for a year.
I've heard that too.
And I'm just surprised that they didn't take. I'm surprised they didn't take both, because Tongaloa has been in there before.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
And he's another one that's a freaking beast. So now,
Did you hear about who told Triple H about Tama Tonga?
Yeah, Carl Anderson.
Carl Anderson. Yeah, I read that today.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. Yep.
So, fun fact.
Now, on SmackDown, Solo Sikoa did some crazy shit. He attacked Jimmy, and all of a sudden, Tama Tonga attacked Jimmy.
Right.
And then Solo just went crazy on him. The look on his on Paul Heyman's face, trying to call Roman, Solo grabs the phone, and he's like, what does this all mean to you guys? Because I got a theory, and it's a good one.
It means we need Bloodline versus Bloodline.
Okay.
I see that. I see Solo being the new head of the table in a way.
Yeah.
On his side. Have Tama Tonga. You can add, you know, maybe Jacob Fatu.
Where does that leave Roman?
Eventually. To the other side of the Bloodline.
Yeah. Roman, the Usos.
The OG Bloodline.
Would that turn the Rock face? Would that turn the Rock face, though?
What if the Rock is the head of the other Bloodline, though?
Right.
And he's following from Solo. Well, Solo's following.
Oh, because Solo said, by orders of the Tribal Chief. So maybe he's referring to the Rock.
Uh-huh.
Yes. The real Tribal Chief, in his opinion.
The final boss.
The final boss.
Yeah.
It would have been interesting, though, if he did say... orders from the final boss. You know what I'm saying?
But you know that I feel like if he did say that, we'd give it away of him being the Rock.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
But
now here's my theory though. I agree with you guys. This is definitely gonna be Bloodline versus Bloodline. But I don't think it's gonna be called Bloodline versus Bloodline. I think it's gonna be called Bloodline versus Samoan Dynasty. Why?
Okay.
Because in the indies, between Jacob Fatu, Tonga does it, but the rest of the Inouye family, all the Samoans, Rikishi included, they all call themselves the Samoan Dynasty, which I honestly thought that that's what these guys were going to be called. I like Bloodline. I thought that's a cool name, not dissing it, but... I think with this happening, I think it's going to be Bloodline versus Samoan Dynasty. So, which the new Solo, Tama Tonga, and either The Rock, but they got to bring in somebody else, though.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, here's an odd theory, and I think this is going to happen at Survivor Series War Games.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I was reading. People were saying, "Oh, we need to get Bloodline, Bloodline at Survivor Series War Games."
But they need to call it Civil War. That's so
bring
what they
out
need to
William
call
Regal.
It. Yeah. Oh God. Yeah. They need. Fucking hell, yeah.
We will always say that, though. That's the thing.
Well, hopefully they'll do it this year. Who knows? But I think that's what they do need to call it. Bloodline versus Samoan Dynasty Civil War, because it technically is. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now, we got Jacob Fatu, who signed.
Mm-hmm.
Which side is he going to be on? Because, you know, Jimmy's going to go back with his brother. But then keep in mind also that we have the draft on the 26th.
Yeah, yes. Next Friday and the following Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we can see Jimmy going to Raw with his brother Jay and then slowly start. I tell you this much. Wherever Roman goes, that's where. Because I think he's going to come back as a face, to be honest.
At this point, I feel like with a 3-year heel run, he's got to come back a face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if he does go against The Rock again, then The Rock has to stay a heel.
Right.
Because to me, The Rock has a bigger heel than Roman does now.
Yeah. Yeah. And The Rock, I like heel Rock, you know?
Oh, I do too. Yeah.
This all right, heel so, Rock. We've seen heel Rock before, but not like this.
Not like this.
No.
No. So now, here's the thing. Let's just say how it could look like if it is Samoan Dynasty versus Bloodline. I'm just saying it like that because Bloodline will be for Roman, Jimmy, and Jay, and Samoan Dynasty will be for Tama Tonga, Solo. But who else is going to join them? I think Jacob Fatu might be on their side.
I do too.
You know what I'm saying? So there's 3-on-3, right?
Because what do they call them, the Samoan Werewolf?
Yes.
Yeah.
So now I'm also hearing this. There's more coming.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because it can't be just 3-on-3. Because in the War Games, it's what 4-on-4, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
So
I also heard they were looking at Umaga's son, Zilla.
Okay, now I found this out because I talked to him once in a while, and he's very busy. He's very busy. So the last that I know from, and this is his words, because he won't let me record him. He won't let me interview him because he doesn't want nothing leaked out. So
gotcha.
He told me that he is being scouted, but hasn't signed anything yet.
Okay.
So from what he was saying, was that they're thinking about putting him in NXT because he needs work.
Okay.
And he's not sure if he wants to go through that. He wants to still keep training, but in the indies. So that was that word on that. If he shows up to the main roster, then, man, they're going to kill it. But then there's also Lance Anoa'i, who is Samu.
Yeah.
That's his son.
Oh, okay.
And he's very active on the indie scene also. And actually, there was a Monday Night Raw where they showed him, and it was when, who was it? Was it Shane McMahon beat him up, I think?
Yes.
It was on a Monday Night Raw, yeah. So there's that possibility too. I don't, honestly, the conversation I had with him, I don't honestly think Zilla is going to go. If he does, then he fucking lied to me and I'm going to have to call his ass up. But but I think there's going to be new people coming in on the Samoan Dynasty side. So now let's just say they get their four. It's Solo, Tama Tonga, Jacob Fatu, and it could be their brother, Tama Tonga's brother.
Okay.
The other guy.
Which brother?
I know, right?
There's a lot
of
them.
It could be that. And there's the four.
So Hikuleo.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes.
Yeah, there is.
Yes. I love to see him in there.
Yes.
Yeah. So now, here's my theory. Roman comes back. It's like, what the fuck is going on? They jump Roman, beat the crap out of him. And then Solo comes out, and then he says, this is ordered by the final boss, the real tribal chief, blah, 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 blah. Rock comes out, does his thing. And then Roman, because honestly, on the draft, we should know for sure, because if Roman all of a sudden goes to Raw, then you know that that's what's going to end up happening. So now, but that only leaves them with three, the Usos and Roman. I honestly think, and if they do this, oh my God. First of all, this whole bloodline story, I thought like it was going to dwindle down, but this is another fucking chapter now. Mm-hmm. You know, this is another chapter. Yeah. You know how they say that they were only starting or whatever, they're in the first inning? And then Michael Cole at the WrestleMania, I think he said this is the bottom of the ninth or whatever. Uh-uh, Jack. I think this is the third inning. That's how far along this story's going to go. But anyway, so that just leaves Roman and the Usos, right? So this would be fucking perfect. Being that they're faces now, remember that. If they're baby faces, this could definitely fucking work. They go to Sami Zayn and says, you want back in the bloodline? Come on, man. You got to do that.
Because even before, I was like running snows through my head. I'm like, Survivor Series bringing a new bloodline versus Cody Rhodes, Jey Uso, and Sami Zayn. What from Sami Zayn in there and Seth Rollins, like before, like everything happened. That was like one of the scenarios I was playing in my mind.
Yeah,
but here's my only problem with that.
He is an honorary Oos.
He's got the T-shirt.
That's my thing, though. If it's going to be Bloodline versus Samoan Dynasty, and then you just have Sami Zayn in the middle of all this, which I understand he's an honorary Oos thing, but it's like it. I don't know. To me, it's kind of like he's the odd man. What's going to be the odd man out?
But Tamatanga,
I can see Roman removing that honorary and just making
just full blown Oos.
Just full blown.
Because Tamatanga isn't Samoan; he's Tongan.
True.
And he's technically not really related to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
They just say that no, he's family. He's family. Well, because obviously his dad Haku. Well, right. It's actually his uncle. Haku actually adopted him.
Okay. So I did not know that part.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Haku ended up adopting him, but Haku is technically his uncle.
Okay.
So they're not, I mean, so neither is Tamatanga. Let's be real.
Right.
And then if Jacob Fatu comes, that's a different story. He is part of the bloodline. But I mean, the reason why I threw in Sami, and if you agree with me, you agree with me, that's great. If you don't, tell me why. Because we're going to be calling, we're going to have people call in soon. We're going to be live on TikTok, Facebook, all that shit. And then we're going to give you guys the opportunity to call in, and you can tell us right then and there if you agree with us or not. And just keep in mind, though, it's going to be on the air, and it's going to be recorded and all that other happy horse shit. But anyway.
Yes.
Because I was just looking through videos, and then lately I've just been seeing a lot of videos, especially on TikTok, of Sami Zayn. And the caption was always Sami Zayn making everybody break character. You know, and I'm looking,
that's
and I'm like,
that's just one I was seeing.
Yeah. And you know what? For me thinking, I'm like thinking back when he was in, I was just like, man, you know what? This has got to be the best Sami Zayn I've ever seen. Because you have to honestly think about it. That whole storyline with Sami, and then all of a sudden he went up against the bloodline, was like, no, you shouldn't do that or whatever. And then he hit Roman with the chair and blah, 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 blah. That was great. I ain't going to lie. Mm-hmm. And then there was the other story of Sami and KO going after the Usos for the title. And then there was that story going all the way to WrestleMania. And then after that, and this is just my opinion, his character went blah. You know what I'm saying?
Right after all of it.
Yeah, after. And not really for Kevin Owens, but it was more for Sami Zayn. So I think if they brought him back and then be an IC champion, I think what's going to happen is that having him as IC, it's just going to elevate it even more. You know what I'm saying? So I really do think that they should invite Sammy, because I don't know. I know they got a lot of freaking family out there that can they can prop, you know, they can do this with. But to have the old school bloodline, you have to have Sami Zayn. My opinion. My opinion. But anyway, what else happened this week?
Yeah. Yep.
I just got some. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I have a song. I want to play a game.
That one?
No, not that one. I have a song for somebody special. And that's for our very own fan, super fan, Josh Sanders. Okay?
Okay.
Now, you guys are going to be like, Tony, what the fuck's wrong with you, man?
I think I have an idea of what it is. I might be wrong, but...
You might be right. Yeah. All right. So now, hold on a second. Wait a minute. I'm trying to get it ready and set up. Okay, here we go. All right, so anyway, I saw this, and I just fucking peed my pants. But I know a certain someone is not going to like this song, and that's Josh Sanders. Do you know what I'm talking about, Clay?
Not a clue.
Wait till you hear it. Here it is.
On this day, I see no fans. Where's a crowd I used to know? Low in place, only here. For dough, I'm really missing the big leagues. On this day, I have realized CM Punk did not lie. I thought I could really change this place. It's not greener on, greener on this side.
All right, now whoever came up with that was a fucking genius.
Damn.
You know, I saw that earlier today.
Oh, no. My God. Dude.
That is fucking fantastic. Wow.
That's got to be Josh's new ringtone. Jesus, man.
It's got to be. If not, he hasn't. I mean, surely he's heard that already, I'd hope.
Yeah.
Because that's, wow. That's impressive. Whoever came with that, props to you.
They were pretty good. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I couldn't help it, man. I was just like, oh, it's perfect. Perfect.
Right?
So now you guys remembered when I talked about Haku, the Haku stories.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
So I think I told this story, but it's better to have it come from the Rock.
Oh.
So The Rock told this story, and you guys probably heard me tell this story, but it's better the way he said it anyway. So listen to what The Rock said about Haku, and they call it the Haku story. So listen to The Rock.
This is a heartwarming story. So he's eating, and a fan was drunk and unruly, and you're not that tough. And my uncle's like, oh, no, it's okay. Just leave me alone, please. You're not that tough. Finally, the guy pushed my uncle. My uncle gets up. He grabs him by the head. And he bites his nose off. Right?
Is this the kind and gentle part?
This is no. That's not the kind of. That's the. I'm an animal. I told you not to mess with me. He bites his nose off. Boom. Spits it on the ground. The guy goes crazy. His wife starts freaking out. They call the cops. The cops come back to find my uncle Tonga still sitting, eating. And they were like, you know, and he's very menacing looking, he's massive, and he's just sitting there eating. And he's, sir, are you Tonga Fafita? And, yes, I am. Did you get an altercation? Yes, I did, yes. And this is, I believe, his nose. I think he's at the hospital. Oh, yes, his nose. It's right over there.
Oh, just his nose is right over there.
So here's the thing, man. This guy, you just don't fuck with him.
No.
And now, and from what I've been hearing, Tama Tonga is the same way. So it's like,
I believe it.
Oh, fuck. Right? You know? It's well, like, uh-oh.
Technically, like uncle, like son, I guess. You would say.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's so, not the best for Tama Tonga then.
No.
No.
You know, and that's the thing is, like, you come and people, I'm going to tell you right now, you think this pro wrestling, they're not tough in any way. I dare you to go up to any pro wrestler and say that to them. That's just in general. You don't fuck around with people that know shit like that.
You know,
like, I like how today, like, fans are always, they'll go see a wrestler, they'll go up to them and, like, just bother them. Like, they're having their time, or eating, having lunch, whatever. And they'll just, like, go up to them and, like, keep bothering them until they get their autograph.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, they wouldn't do that back then.
Oh, hell no. Hell no. But here's the thing, though. Because I get approached a lot. I'm talking when I was wrestling very active back in the day. Right. Like, I got approached a lot, and I would get dumbasses that would say that to me, that wrestling's fake, oh, you don't look so tough. And then I always tell them, I was like, well, okay, I mean, that's your opinion, and that's fine. But if you want, I'm going to go train in about an hour. If you want to show up and then go 5 minutes with me and then you tell me if this is fake and we're not tough. I'm telling you, 10 out of 10, they said, no, thank you. Well, then shut the fuck up, dude.
Exactly.
You know what I'm
saying? Straight up.
Just shut the fuck up, because I'm sorry. If you've never been in the business, and I had a little spat about it last week, if you've never been in the business and you think that it's easy to get in this business, then you're getting in it for the wrong fucking reason. Mm-hmm. Okay? No matter what you do in life, it's not just pro wrestling. No matter what you do in life, you have to work hard at it. And whether it's baseball, football, I mean, I know damn well, I've never said in my entire life, oh, baseball is easy. Anybody can do it. Now, baseball is not really a physical sport. You know what I'm saying? So I could say that. But no, because it takes talent, okay? You have to be really fucking good, because it starts right from high school. And you have to work your way up to the major leagues. Football, same shit. You got to work from high school, go to college. Hopefully a college will recruit you to play for them. Mm-hmm. And I'll give you a perfect example. There's one of my son's friends. They play semi-pro ball here in New Mexico. And they just love football. But they know that it takes a lot of work and to play this sport. And they've never act like they needed a handout. They just keep going. I know my son's friend, his name is Trey. This guy plays for, he does, a lot of times he doesn't even play for New Mexico. He'll go to El Paso, Texas to go play. But he just keeps on playing and playing and playing. So that way, if he gets recognized, then he gets recognized. But he knows he's putting in the hard work. So there's that. And you know what? I'm going to go with the easiest sport in America, in the world, golf. I play golf. But I can't play with the pros.
No.
I do it for fun.
I mean, those guys are on another level.
Hell yeah.
It's crazy.
But you have pro wrestling where... And I think I've told this a long time ago, you know, where I would wrestle Friday, Saturday, and sometimes Sunday, and I would be wiped out. But I'd get up in the morning, go train, you know, da-da-da. But as I got older, it was harder for me to get up out of bed because my body was so damn sore. So wrestling is tough. And the older that I'm getting now, I'm starting to feel it in my knees, my back, my arms, my hands, everything. Mm-hmm. So don't you dare say that wrestlers are not tough or it's fake and blah, 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 because I'll smack the shit out of you personally.
Or you'll get your nose bit off, either way.
Or you get your nose off. I'll pull a fucking haku and bite your fucking nose off.
Right. There you go.
And here's the wild thing. I will do that.
He will. I've seen that.
I will do that.
When I was down in New Mexico, shit.
So, yeah. All right. You guys want to do the AEW predictions now?
Sure.
All right. How many matches are there, Elio?
All right. So as of now, the one I'm the card I'm looking at has 8.
Oh,
that's it. I was expecting like 15.
For now, AEW is still on.
Yeah,
there's still like time.
Wow.
You know how Tony Khan loves to add matches.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
But true we're going to go off of the 8 that you got right there, Elio. So let's, you know what? Let's do 4, and then we'll go on a break, and then when we come back, we'll do the other 4. Okay? So let's do the first 4 you got there, Elio.
Well, do you want me to give out the total so far from all the pay-per-views we had
up here? Sure.
Yeah, go for it.
All right, so we'll go bottom top in third place, Tony, with 26-12.
Damn!
Second place is myself with 29-9.
Okay.
And Clay's in first with 30-8.
Damn!
Yeah, all right. That's awesome.
All right, so we'll go top to bottom because the championship matches at the last.
Okay.
So the first one we have is Will Ospreay and Brian Danielson.
Ooh.
I'm going with Will Ospreay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. I'm with Elio. I'm going to go Will Ospreay.
Yeah. I am too. I mean, it's just a little odd though because there was no build up for this.
Not at all.
There was no build-up for this at all.
For these two guys, it's like, how do you not have some type of build?
Exactly. But see, that's the problem with fucking AEW. It's like, dude, all this was, from what I heard, is that this was supposed to be like a dream match. Okay, that's great. But let's put some context into this, bro.
Mm-hmm. It's,
yeah, but I'm a blah. I'm going to go with Will Ospreay, yeah.
There you go.
All right, match number 2 is the tournament final ladder match for the vacant AEW Tag Team Championships, the Young Bucks versus FTR.
Ooh.
Ooh, boy. I'll go with... Who's the champion right now? FTR, right?
It's
vacant. Because it was Sting and Darby.
That's right. Yeah. I'm going to go with the Young Bucks.
I'm following suit. I'm going to go with the Young Bucks.
I've got Young Bucks as well.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
All right, match number 3. It's a house rules match for the AEW TBS Championship. Julia Hart versus Willow Nightingale. Clay.
You know what? I'm kind of thinking this could kind of lead, because we know Mercedes Moné is going to go after his TBS title, whoever wins this match. That's already been said and done. I'm going to go with Willow Nightingale to win this and maybe have their rematch from New Japan.
Okay.
And have Willow get her first title reign, I guess you could say. So Willow Nightingale.
Okay. I'm going to go based on that it's house rules and it's like House of Black. I'm going with Julia Hart.
Ooh, okay. Really? Is that what it is? It's the House of Black rules or whatever?
Yeah, it's house rules match.
Ooh.
Wow. But you know what?
I'll go with my gut still.
Yeah, I'm going to also go with Willow. I think she's going to win it because they've been teasing between her and Mercedes. And, you know, but I think the person that attacked Mercedes, I think that person is Paige. Because Think of it this way. Willow hurt Mercedes. But Mercedes hurt Paige. So I think that they're going to try to set this up to where I think Willow's going to win it. Because you can't honestly tell me that at a pay-per-view that this is a must-watch match between Mercedes Moné and Julia Hart.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I like her character. Don't get me wrong. But as champion, I'm like, don't like it.
Her character is nice though. It is. I like Julie Hart.
She needs more time in the ring though. I tell you that much. I've been watching her shit.
That she does.
But so I think for me, Willow Nightingale will get the win, become TBS champion, and then of course, then it's going to set up the feud between Willow and Mercedes, and then obviously Mercedes will end up getting it at their next pay-per-view in London. And then that, I think that's when, yeah. And then I think that's when Paige is going to attack her again or some shit, get a big pop. Yeah. Or who knows, maybe it'll be before that, because if they're going to be in London, they want to promote Paige, and you know what I'm saying?
Well, and she already won last year for the women's title, the two. Yeah. So,
but you got to remember, you got to remember who's booking this. It's Tony Khan, and I'm telling you right now, there's a lot of things I've been hearing about Tony, and it's like, dude, you need help, because you know, on this day, I see clearly there's no fucking fans in fucking AEW.
Oh, that's great. All right, what's next, Elio?
Speaking of that, that brings us to match number four. And this is the most random team put together. A trios match, House of Black versus Adam Copeland, Eddie Kingston, and Mark Briscoe.
What the fuck? Are you serious?
What are you doing to the House of Black? Like, seriously.
That is the most random team.
But what does... what's his name? Gerald?
Mark Briscoe.
Oh, Mark Briscoe.
Eddie Kingston and Adam
What Briscoe. Does those two have to do with the House of Black?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Because Copeland was, you know, feuding with them, the House of Black, for a little bit. And then Kingston and Briscoe had their thing going. And then they're like, oh, well, we'll just, you know, intertwine with the House of Black for some goddamn reason.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's why? Like this match they had tonight on Dynamite. They had Young Bucks and Okada against Daniel Garcia, Penta, and Pac.
Yeah.
What?
Oh,
that
my
was,
God.
That was like out of the fucking blue. And see, that's that fucking Tony Khan. He's booking like a fan.
Yes.
And he's only thinking about himself. And you know what? You know what it is? You know what it is? I said, you know what it is? It's fucking, he's starting to do events, I think. Seriously. I think in his mind, I think he's thinking to himself, oh, the fans will love this. I know what the fans want, so let me just book it.
I'm going to say, not a random fucking match like this.
No.
Who's up?
I guess I'll go. I think I was up.
Why not? Go ahead.
So, House of Black better win this match. I'm going with House of Black.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. Who was on the other side?
Adam Copeland, Eddie Kingston, and Mark Briscoe.
I hate to do this, but I'm picking them. Edge or Adam Copeland, Eddie Kingston. Yeah, sure, why not?
Tony, I hate to say it, and this is making me gonna hurl, but I'm going with Adam Copeland's team. Just the way Tony's booking it is like he's got three of his favorites up there right now, and he's gonna say that this team's gonna be a team like the House of Black.
Yeah.
So I'm going Adam Copeland's team, and that's hard to say.
Very.
Yeah.
Says the first four matches.
All right, yeah, and you just gave us a headache with that last one, Elio. What the fuck?
You did.
Thank God we're taking a break.
Yeah, I need another beer. Damn.
With I that, didn't do it. The card did it.
Elio. It's not my fault.
Uh-oh, it's time for wrestling court.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, with that being said, we're going to take a quick pause with cause, and when we come back, we got the rest of the AEW predictions and This Week in Wrestling.
What's up, wrestling fans? It is yours truly, Ruby Soho, and you're listening to Wrestling POV Podcast with the man, Tony Diaz.
Hi, I'm WWE superstar Charlotte Flair, also known as the Queen, and listen to Wrestling POV Podcast and always do it with Flair. Woo!
This is the hardcore legend Mick Foley, and you are listening to the Wrestling POV Podcast.
And we are back, and you can find Wrestling POV every Saturday on iTunes, Spotify, Podbean, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, and Amazon Music. Now, Tony, it's time to get to This Week in Wrestling.
All right. Do you guys want to finish up with AEW or go through This Week in Wrestling?
Let's finish AEW.
All right, let's finish up AEW. Yeah. Elio.
All right, match number five. It is AEW Women's World Championship, Toni Storm versus Thunder Rosa.
Mm. I would this like to see. Too. I would like to see Thunder Rosa win.
Okay.
But and I'm saying that because I'm starting to see this whole Toni Storm thing dwindling down her character.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people mm-hmm. is all of a sudden like, all right, we're done with this.
Yeah.
So for her to lose, give it a Thunder Rosa. Oh man, this was a hard one to pick. Mm-hmm. I'll go with, you know what? I'll go with Toni Storm.
Okay.
After all that bullshit I said.
You're still going with Toni. That's yeah. all good. Because I'm going with Toni Storm also. I just feel like, again, this is another match with no build. Not really that much anyway. So yeah. it's like maybe, say, give Toni more time with the title. So, yeah. So I'm going with Toni Storm.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going with Toni Storm as well. I mean, although I see what you're saying with this character starting to dwindle down a bit, and it's like mm-hmm. the whole black and white, the switching to the color, black to black and white with the yeah. cameras. Like,
it gets
distracting at some point.
I've hated this character since he's done it. I'll be completely honest. I did not like it one bit. So that's
yeah. me. All right, next. Another what seems to me like a random match for the AEW Continental Championship, Kazuchika Okada defending against Pac.
So
yeah, no build. Why?
make sure you add this. They just added this match on AEW.
Oh.
Oh my lord! versus Jericho for the FTW title.
Oh, for God's sake. Are you fucking kidding me?
I had that on in the background earlier, but I wasn't really paying attention.
They just announced it.
Is Jericho a heel again, or is Hook a heel, or what?
Who knows?
What?
I don't know.
All right, what was the matchup you said, Elio?
So the matchup was Kazuchika Okada defending the Continental Championship against Pac.
Yeah, Okada.
Definitely. I'm going Okada.
Got Okada as well.
Yeah.
That was easy.
Then the AEW International Championship, Roderick Strong versus Kyle O'Reilly.
Ooh.
Ooh. I'm going to say Roderick Strong on this one to retain here.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because I don't see Kyle O'Reilly coming right back to wrestling and then all of a sudden getting this championship without some type of repercussion of like, why go after this title and then be like kind of like a Sami Zayn-ish sort of in AEW, kind of like build your way back to the top and
right. then
you finally get at some point, but right now it's not the time.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Time out.
Wow.
Time out.
Wow.
I just realized.
Uh-huh.
It's, Elio, correct me if I'm wrong. You just said, it's Kyle O'Reilly versus Roderick Strong for yes, that sir. Title.
Yeah. International title, yes.
International title.
Yep.
I haven't even seen Kyle O'Reilly wrestle since he came back.
Right?
How the fuck did he get a title shot?
They just threw him into this program with the Undisputed Kingdom or whatever. God. I don't even know how this match came about. So if it happened on Collision, because I don't watch Collision.
Yeah.
So, who knows? I've got Roderick Strong because, Kyle O'Reilly just came back. We haven't even seen him wrestle on TV, so.
Mm-mm.
So why the fuck why they got win-loss records then? Why bother with that? Why bother with rankings? I just don't get it.
It's stupid. Doesn't make any sense. It doesn't because you have one match and then all of a sudden, you're a title contender. What?
He hasn't had any. Wait.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's like, anyway.
Oh my god, I'll go with Roderick Strong.
Okay,
and that brings us to the main event for the AEW World.
Well, Hook versus Jericho for the FTW title. Mm-hmm. Might as well throw that in because they just announced it. So
I'm just gonna go with Hook. Fuck, I don't care about this match.
Oh my god.
You know what? Because of my hatred for Hook, I'm going to go with Jericho.
Okay.
Like Jericho really needs that belt.
Well, here's my thing. Would it not like make Jericho's legacy worse holding that FTW title?
in my eyes, yeah.
I mean, seriously. So, I mean, Hook's already beat him once, unfortunately, and that's sick to say as well. So, I'm going with Hook.
I'm going to go with Jericho because...
as much as that makes us sick to say.
I don't want to say that, but I'm just trying to stay first. Oh, shit.
Oh, Lord. And this is going to definitely be a 6-hour pay-per-view. So,
oh, for sure.
We will be reviewing this next for next week's show. So,
yes.
Starring Clay.
That brings us to the main event, the AEW World Championship, Samoa Joe and Swerve Strickland.
Now, see, this one I'm kind of looking forward to.
Yeah.
I this is the only match that I'm like, okay, this is going to be pretty good, in my opinion. Besides Ospreay and Danielson, but the rest of it, I think this would be great.
Yeah.
But, man, I'm going to go with Samoa Joe.
Okay.
To retain.
I agree. I'm going to go Samoa Joe.
Okay.
My thing is, I said it about Tony Storm. I'm going to say it about Swerve, too. I think his whole momentum is starting to die down now. First of all, I'm sick of that. I'm sick of Prince Fanana, whatever his fucking name is, doing that stupid fucking dance. Why is he there?
Why are they giving him this like big push?
But they also don't want to play hot potato with the title.
True.
You know?
Yeah.
Because Samoa Joe's only been champion since January or December.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then all of a sudden give it to Swerve? It's like, and it's like I said, in my opinion, it looks like his momentum is dying down. That's just me.
But I can still see him getting the AEW championship at some point.
At some point, yeah.
Yeah. Not right now. Especially one-on-one versus Joe. It's like, I don't see that.
Unless something big happens, that's the only way he's going to wear it. Wear it.
Think about this. Hearing you say that, like, if he were to win it, I don't think they would do it at a random show like this one. At a bigger pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like All In or something like that.
Right, right. So you got Joe.
I'm gonna go with Samoa Joe.
Okay. Awesome.
And that's Dynasty, AEW Dynasty.
Yay.
Yeah. Sure.
Oh, gross.
We sound so thrilled for this.
I know,
this
right?
This is such a random pay-per-view.
It is.
I mean, it might be okay or it might be good, but the matches are so random.
Very much so.
They are, man. I just don't get it. But all right, whatever. It's wrestling. Gotta support it.
There you go.
What was you going to say, Clay?
No, I was just agreeing with you. It's wrestling.
No, you was going to say something earlier.
I forget.
Okay.
There you go.
All right, let's get right into Raw. For me, Raw is the whole thing with Rhea Ripley having to relinquish. So that one hurt. I saw the video when she got hurt. It was when Liv Morgan threw the chair and it hit a shoulder. So it's a shoulder injury. And from what I'm hearing, she's going to be out, I think, like 5 months or something.
Yeah,
like
5 months.
Which isn't bad, though.
No.
I mean, you think about it. She could be out a year. It's only 5 months.
It could have been, but Rhea, she's just going to work that much harder, and, you know, she'll be back. But so now let me ask you guys a question. I got two questions for you. Number one, what do you think is going to happen with the Judgment Day? Especially the whole thing with Liv Morgan, because she can easily be like, hey, now I'm your mommy. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to take care of this. And blah, 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 blah. It could happen.
It could. I can see Rhea still being on TV, being mommy, though. Just not in a wrestling, you know, point of being in there. I could see her being like the manager to being behind Damian Priest, this world champion. Still being in the background. But I feel like Priest is kind of taking over a, you know, leadership role in the Judgment Day now that Rhea's kind of sidelined.
And also, yeah. also Finn's, Finn was still talking about going after the tag team championship, which, and Damian Priest, you could see the look on his face, like, why would I go after the tag team? I'm the world champion.
Right. Yes. Yes.
But I could see this feud going with Liv tormenting Rhea more by being injured and teasing on her and shit like that. And then here down the line, maybe by SummerSlam, that would be a thing where Rhea and Liv would have a match. I could see that happening.
Yeah.
Because that's August, and we're talking, what is it, April? Mid-April? Yeah. So that'd be around SummerSlam time, I would think.
It's close.
Yeah.
It'll be close. If not, it's got to be done at Survivor Series.
See, I just thought about SummerSlam. I mean, about the tag team championship. If they want to go after the tag team championships, Finn Balor and JD McDonagh.
Yeah, them too.
That would be nice. Yeah. They're already familiar.
But do you think Judgment Day is going to fall apart, or do you think, like what I was mentioning earlier, that that Liv is going to take over the Rhea Ripley role?
I don't see Liv being in Judgment Day.
No,
I mean, is she really?
I really don't.
Okay, so now here's. Go ahead.
Just the fact that Liv took her out. I don't think those guys would be like, okay, now you can come into mommy's spot. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, I just don't see. And Liv, to me, is not, I'm sorry, she could portray this badass. She's still that little Barbie doll to me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. She just has the pretty face. It doesn't fit with, I see Liv Morgan as a badass.
Yeah.
I see her more as,
And see, next week they're crowning a new champion. They're not even having a tournament.
And that's what my next question. Who do you think is going to be the new women's champion next week? Because they're not doing it doesn't seem like they're doing a tournament unless they're going to do a gauntlet match.
I could honestly see it being having Liv win.
Yeah.
I really do. Just to have that story keep going, and maybe she's running a terror because she's been women's champion before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, so she can win the title. Right. And then here comes Rhea and then takes it back at some point.
Yeah. If Rhea's not back by SummerSlam, then it's definitely got to happen at Survivor Series. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, there's Nia Jax, too. Speaking of Nia Jax, did you guys hear that she's a born-again Christian now? She got baptized. That, yeah. She got baptized.
Congratulations.
So good for her. She found the Lord.
She did.
Can I get an amen? Hey,
that's perfect.
Jesus Christ. All right. Yeah, there's Nia. I mean, there's Becky.
Yeah.
See another rematch between Becky and Rhea?
Well, and here's the other thing, too. We remember the draft is coming up, so we could have somebody from SmackDown come over and be Raw Women's Champion or World Champ, whatever.
No.
I don't know if Shayna Baszler in there. Man, they've not given her one championship match. One championship match.
I know, right?
That's
since she debuted
on the main roster.
It is. But no, the draft is not going to happen until after they crown a new champion.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's on SmackDown.
It's on SmackDown, yeah, on the 26th. Okay.
Yeah.
Then fuck what I said.
Yeah. just fuck what you just said, man.
Basically, yeah.
Damn.
God damn. All right.
So I... who else is on that damn roster? Piper Nevin, but I don't see her with it.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
You were saying where was she? So apparently she was out with a broken hand.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Speaking of Shayna,
she announced on, like, I think it was X or whatever, Instagram. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Huh. What about Zoe Stark?
I was going to say that. There's Zoe Stark.
Stark, too.
Yeah.
But I think, I'm going to have to agree. I think Liv probably is going to win it on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I could see it. It makes sense.
Or they could swerve us, no pun, and have somebody else win it, and then Liv, with this whole revenge tour thing that she's been doing, is going to go after them for the title.
Does she have beef with anybody else besides Rhea, though? I can't remember.
Yeah, I can't either. Well, no, I can't remember. But either way, There it is. I mean, it'll happen on Monday Night Raw. The other thing that just popped into my head is, you know what? I'm going to leave this one for last, but I'm going to talk about Chad Gable's heel turn.
That was interesting.
After losing to Sami Zayn. Now, I think he's not going to do Alpha Academy. I think he's going to do like a Kurt Angle 2.0 with the Creed brothers.
Oh, that'd be sick. I would love that.
Yeah, I think he's going to do that because he's going to look at Otis. Because if he's a heel, he's going to diss Otis like a motherfucker. Because think of it. I mean, he's probably going to call him a fat slob, a dumb fuck, or whatever. And then you got Tozawa. Nothing against Tozawa. I think Tozawa deserves a push. But
thank you.
You know, but
Tozawa's my boy, damn it.
I like Tozawa. But so for him to be this heel, he's going to have to really diss all three of them, even Maxine, too. And then he's probably going to look at the Creed brothers and say, hey, but can you see the Creed brothers as a heel?
I was just going to say, you have to turn the Creed brothers heel.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I can see it. Shit. Maybe like coming in there, kind of be like Gable, being like, hey, I'm a badass wrestler. I'm, you know, a legit wrestler.
Yeah.
Like,
they both are.
They could make that work, just like Angle and the Charlie Haas and Shelton Benjamin. It'd be bigger.
Yep.
The Creed brothers are, they can make that work.
They can. Really good. I can see it. I can see it. Also, new tag champions titles.
That was
calling it the world titles. Those are nice. Those are nice.
Do you think it's kind of like overkill with the world heavyweight championship look? Because the tag
title, I think so.
Like it.
Yeah.
Now the world title, and then you have the women's world title. It's like, okay, I understand where they're going to feed.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like overkill of it. The look, I'm saying.
I mean, the only change that I see is that they put red lettering in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it kind of makes it look like pepperoni pizza.
It's better than the fucking penny titles, though.
That's true. Yeah. it's better than the titles they got now. Those are horrendous.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so there's that. And also, a QR code popped up.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was...
This is interesting.
Very interesting. You had to decipher some shit. Elio, do you have once you discovered it, do you have what it actually said? I know it's
I had it. I did, but I'm trying to find it.
I didn't see the unscrambled. I saw the red where it leads to that red screen.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got it. So the meaning behind it, it's that picture, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So the meaning of it is the prisoner knowing no other realty mistakes or reality mistakes the shadows for reality, not realizing they are cast by the captors behind him. We are prisoners bond by our perceptions and fooled into thinking our perceptions reflect the ultimate reality.
What?
that's what this says. I'm just going off what it says, man.
I know.
That's not
me. What?
Yeah. No, but the video that popped up. Do you have the video? No, because there was words that popped up for the video.
I don't have that.
I
don't have that one.
It's something about,
I think,
like,
we have that one.
Like, I am here, don't worry, or some shit like that. I don't know. It was weird. It was weird. So just, you guys got to pay attention to that chick. But you know what was interesting, though? I found out that Matt Hardy retweeted that QR code.
I mean, he was tag teams with Bray.
He was.
Yeah.
Wyatt Six. You think that's going to happen? Or can he be part of Wyatt Six? Because remember, we were thinking about who could, you know, we all said definitely Alexa Bliss. We definitely said Braun Strowman. We definitely said Eric Rowan. Okay. And then you get Bo Dallas. That's four. So there's two more. Matt Hardy could be that one, that other one.
Would Jeff go in there too?
Ooh.
No. We don't really need Jeff.
He doesn't know.
We don't, and it doesn't make sense. But if you're going to have Matt,
it doesn't.
Which a team with you know, Bray Wyatt previously, Jeff would be make no sense because Jeff didn't have anything with Bray.
Right.
But Matt did. But Matt did, right.
But so do you think that with Sean Spears coming back, do you think that he could be part of it? Because he, like I said, he came out to those same exact words, wording, and he's acting very strange. He wasn't even acting like this when he was in AEW.
No.
So could him or Joe Gacy, one of those two, I can see would fit. But then again, I could see them saying to Sean Spears, hey, you know, we want you back. We got something big planned. We want to form Wyatt Six in memory of Bray Wyatt. And you would be a fool to say no, number one.
Oh, for sure.
So maybe that's what they lured him with, and that's why he's back. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or if Matt, I'm still sticking with, like, if Matt Hardy is not involved with this, then I'm sticking with the whole Joe Gacy and Sean Spears being part of Wyatt Six.
Mm-hmm.
So
I can see it. I really can. Because Joe could fit right in. Sean, how he's acting, could fit right in.
Yeah.
So, and then the rest of them, obviously, you're going to see Eric Rowan, you're going to see Braun, you're going to see Alexa.
It's going to be emotional seeing Eric Rowan, I tell you that much.
Yeah.
This whole thing, and they're going to get such a big pop. The fans ain't going to care, because as long as I think Bray Wyatt's name is in it, Wyatt Six, the people are going to love it, and they're going to pop huge. Now,
for sure.
the thing of it is that the WWE needs to know what to do with it once it happens. Question for you guys. When do you think this is going to happen? Because obviously, with the whole White Rabbit thing that happened before Bray's return, that took, what, like 2 months of us talking about it?
Yeah.
Of all the speculation?
I'm going to say Survivor Series.
Okay.
I think it's going to have a big build to it. And I think it's going to be a big thing towards Survivor Series. Maybe have a match like their first, you know, going
right,
I guess, towards it, have that sort of match at Survivor Series.
Okay.
With whatever, you know, whoever they're feuding with at the time.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
No, I agree with you there. All right, that's all I got. Go ahead.
I was thinking it was SummerSlam, but that might be too soon.
You think so? I think Survivor Series is too long.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I can see where you would think that, too. Because then SummerSlam's another big show, like the Big Four you're talking about.
Big Four, yeah.
So,
yeah, I'm going to go with SummerSlam.
Well, yeah, I'm going to go with SummerSlam, too, but I think if nothing happens in SummerSlam, then it's definitely going to happen at Survivor Series. But I think it's going to be SummerSlam, because that SummerSlam is, what, 5 months away? Almost five months away. So they can't be doing all this bullshit. You know, I mean, well, it's not bullshit, but they can't be doing all of this and not reveal it at SummerSlam. You know what I'm saying?
People will lose interest.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yep.
It's like, they're so
And they got to keep it interesting, too. If they are going to reveal it at SummerSlam, they're going to have to keep it interesting. So, all right.
Yeah.
That's all I got for, I mean, what do you guys got? Anything? NXT?
NXT was a rant, like a NXT typical is NXT bad. Show is to me. And AEW, same thing.
Age match? Like I, nothing?
Yeah, not really.
Yeah. Same here.
It is what it is.
Like, it is. You know,
this feud should have been done at fucking Stand and Deliver, and now you're having the cage match. The fucking cage match should have happened at Stand and Deliver, the show after. Yeah, then we're gonna have a steel cage match. No, God, it's, I don't know.
Yeah,
NXT and AEW to me is just like almost on the same radar.
Yeah,
to me, honestly, and they're okay, but it's just like they're one of those shows that I'm like not looking forward to watching. I mean, obviously, I will watch because I'm a pro wrestling fan maniac. I will watch it, but it's just, I wish it was better. Let's just say that.
No, I hear you, man. Uh-huh. I hear you. I'm right there with you too. So, yes. All right. Well, let's call it a night. Make sure you guys tune in after the show because we have the 5 Second Shuffle Championship, which Elio retained last week. He is on an 8-week run. Can he go another week with this run?
Yes.
Oh, shit. Oh. Goddamn.
And
you know what? You know what's funny, though? Elio pointed this out last week, and I didn't even realize it until we ended the show last week, was that on the 5 Second Shuffle, we started, the first song was R-Truth and ended with R-Truth. Two different songs.
Yes. Two different characters. Same.
Yeah.
That's so, all good.
If you're new to that, basically what I do is I just hit a random song off my playlist. I hit the shuffle button. I only play 5 seconds of it, and these guys got to guess who it is. And the first one of 7 wins. And it's just how we ride off into the sunset until next week. Well, we will review the AEW pay-per-view, and if something happens on SmackDown and Monday Night Raw, we will talk about it then, too. But there is also the forbidden songs. If any of these songs pops up, then they get a minus deduction from their score. These songs are Taz, Chris Benoit, Reba Giggle, Hook, Lash, Legend, and Julian Hall. With that being said, I am your host, Tony Diaz, along with the $50 man.
Boy Cummings.
And the Dean.
Elio Canella.
All right, love, peace, and wrestling. We'll see you next week.
Peace out.
All right, Elio, you have champion's advantage. You can either go first or pass it off to Clay.
I'll go first.
All right, here's your first one.
On this day.
Oh, wait.
I see no fans. Where's a crowd I used to know?
That's not it. Somebody played a game with me. What the fuck?
Damn.
I'm just kidding. All right, Elio, here's your first one.
That is Jesse James.
No, it is not. Clay for the steal.
Bo Dallas.
No, it is not. It's Double J, Jeff Jarrett.
No, I had the wrong one. I had the wrong Double J.
Yeah. and you know what? I was sitting here and I'm like, shit, is he going to guess with, you know, I thought you was going to say Road Dogg for a second. Because they did. Well, if those that don't know, Double J, Jeff Jarrett, came out to the song and said that he's the one that sang it and da-da-da. That's when he had the roadie, which was Road Dogg. He was the roadie for Double J. And then they did a storyline together where it ended up that Road Dogg was the one that actually sang that song. So that's why Elio said Road Dogg.
Makes sense now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, nobody gets a point on that. Goes to Clay. Clay can get his first one with this one. Here you go.
FTR.
Yes, it is. FTR, you are on the board with one. Goes to Elio. Elio can get his first one with this one. Here you go.
Smoking Guns.
Smoking Guns, you are on the board with one. Goes to Clay. Clay can get his second one with this one. Here you go.
Xia Li.
No, it is not. Elio for the steal.
Carmen Petrovic.
God damn, yes.
What the fuck?
How'd you get that?
What? Are you? Okay.
Let me tell you something.
Wow.
When it popped up, I'm like, there's no way anybody's going to get this. Mm-hmm. Holy shit.
But then there's Elio.
Right?
Gone.
Holy shit.
Oh. Okay.
Golly. Alrighty then. Wow. All right. Elio's got two. Stole that one. And it's on to Elio. He can get three with this one. Here you go.
Sol Ruka.
No, it is not. Clay for the steal.
Ricky Starks.
No, it's not. It's Tyler Bate.
We always miss Tyler Bate.
You guys always miss it every time. All right, nobody
has to break that curse.
Yes.
All right, nobody gets a point on that, but it goes to Clay. Clay's got one. He can get two with this one. Here you go.
Beth Phoenix.
Beth Phoenix, you're on the board with two. Goes to Clay. I mean, Elio. Goes to Elio. Yeah. Sorry. Elio's got two. He can get three with this one. Here you go.
You know you want that. You can't take your eyes away from that. I'm the hottest thing to slice bread.
This is disgusting.
Disgusting.
So bad.
That one we haven't heard in a long time.
Thank God we didn't.
Right? Yeah. All right. That brings Clay, Elio back down to one. Goes to Clay. Clay's got two. He can get three with this one. Here you go.
Oh. Wow. All right.
Damn.
Yeah. You don't even know me. You don't even know.
He heard us talk about him earlier.
Yeah.
Say, ain't that some shit?
That.
Jeez.
That's embarrassing.
Very much.
All right, he's back down to one. It goes to Elio. Elio's got one. You can get two with this one. Here you go.
Yeah! Wade Barrett.
It is Wade Barrett. You are on the board with two. Goes to Clay. Clay's got one. He can get two with this one. Here you go.
R-Truth.
R-Truth. You are also on the board with two. Goes to Elio. Elio has two. He can get three with this one. Here you go.
Edge.
Yes, Edge.
Yeah. I was hoping. I was like, wait a minute. Joshua probably flipped the shit.
Yep. All right, Elio's on the board with three. Goes to Clay. Clay's got two. He can also get three with this one. Here you go.
Akira Tozawa.
Tozawa, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting. All right, it's tied across the board at three. Goes to Elio. He can get four with this one. Here you go. Wait, I don't know who that is. I don't even know what's it doing there, to be honest. All right.
That sounds like Deadly Game.
I think that's what it was.
Oh, my God.
From Reckless Intent?
Huh?
From Reckless Intent?
Yes.
Yeah.
But who came out to that?
And that's the Survivor Series pay-per-view, 98 pay-per-view theme.
Okay.
See what I mean? He's like the damn wrestling dictionary.
Right?
It's like, good Lord.
All right, Elio, here you go.
Xia Li.
It is Xia Li.
Wow.
Wow, impressive. You are, right? You are on the board with four. Goes to Clay. Clay's got three. He can also get four with this one. Here you go.
Samoa Joe.
Samoa Joe, you are on the board with four. Elio's got four. You can get five with this one. Here you go. L-A. You want to take a stab at it?
L.A. Knight.
L.A. Knight, you are on the board with five. Goes to Clay. Clay's got four. Could he get five with this one? Here you go. Oh, no, he will not.
Fuck you, Hook. Jesus.
What? Yeah. You don't even know me. Yeah, yeah.
Ah, shut up.
I hate that song.
I know you all right. You're a fucking dick.
That knocks Clay back down to three. Goes to Elio. Elio has five. He can get six with this one. Here you go.
Kid Romeo.
No, it is not. Clay for the steal.
Sol Ruka.
No, it is not. You guys are going to laugh. Marco Stunt. Remember him?
I'm proud of myself.
right, nobody gets a point on that. Goes to Clay. Clay's got three. You can get four with this one. Here you go.
Gold Dust.
Gold Dust. You're back up to four. Goes to Elio. Elio's got five. He can get six with this one. Here you go.
Melina.
Yes, it is Melina. You are on the board with six. Goes to Clay. Clay's got four. He can get five with this one. Here you go.
Ty J. Fight.
Ty J.
Yeah. I mean, come on now. Seriously?
All right. Sure.
All right. Clay's got five. He went back up to five. But Elio's got six. Elio can win it with this one. Here you go. No, it is not. Clay for the steal.
Julia Hart.
Julia Hart.
Let's go.
Clay steals it on the board with six. It is all tied up. All tied up. Yeah. It's on to Clay. Mm-hmm. Clay can win it with this one. Here you go.
Just like your career or your thing now is going to end, Elio, Roman Reigns.
It is Roman Reigns.
Just like his reign, your reign is done.
Okay, finish your story.
I did.
Holy shit. How apropos. Oh, how apropos. Weird,
I fucked that
man.
First part up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. Hey, that's okay.
Holy shit. Wow.
That was cool.
Wow. What an ending. Elio's reign is over. He had an 8-week reign and he is no longer champion. Clay is your new 5-second shuffle champion. Until next week. Thank you all for listening. See ya.